Hey, hey, GWA Backstage family, it's Anya again. I just saw this questionnaire, I like languages, and I was like, holy crap, that's like so my speed. Because I totally dig languages hard. I can be mesmerized by anybody speaking their language and just sit there and listen. It's awesome. So I'm looking forward to doing this now. So I'll just jump right into it. Also, I don't apologize for any ums, ahs, or other random noises that come out of my mouth. Whatever happens, happens. You're just coming along for the ride. Okay, number one. What is your native language? Okay, so my native language is Māori, and that's native to New Zealand. Unfortunately, I don't speak it fluently. I wasn't raised in it. My mum was Māori, but she was adopted into a European family, so we never really used it, learned it. The bits that I do know, I learned from school. So, but I'm just going to try and speak what I remember and what I've picked up along the way. Two, do you like your native language? If yes, why? What do you enjoy? Sound, grammar, richness of it? If no, why? I do love my native language. I think it sounds beautiful. It's quite rhythmical and harder consonant wise than some languages, like say Spanish is quite flowy. Spanish is flowy. Something like French is spitty, or kind of like Dutch is kind of like hoiky. Not being derogative, I'm just talking about the sound that the mouth makes. I suppose we're close to Japanese, if anyone knows Japanese. Number three, do you think your native language might be difficult for foreigners to learn? I don't think it would be. I think it would be quite easy to pick up on if the foreigner is putting in some effort to learn it and the teacher is doing a good job at conveying the phonetics of it. Like, because it's quite rhythmical, I find that when I'm teaching it to people, they pick it up quite well, as long as I sound it out properly and make use of the rhythm. So, no, I don't think it would be that hard. Do you know any other languages apart from English? I know bits and pieces of other languages. I tend to make friends with people of different languages a lot. Like, I'm just trying to think, what's some stuff? I was actually doing an exercise with some friends of mine where we did, hello, how are you? Hello, how are you? What else do we do? A response to that, and we picked I'm good, and oh, hello, my name is, and goodbye. So in Māori, I'll just spout this out. In Māori, it would be like a really basic way of doing all of that would be kia ora, which is hello. Ko Anya taku ingoa, which is my name is Anya. Kei te pēhea koe, which is how are you? Kei te pai is I'm good, and ka kite anō is goodbye or until we meet again. Now, I can also do that in Mandarin, kind of. So there's ni hao, wa de ming zi shi anya, ni hao ma, wa hen hao, zai jian. And I can also kind of do it in Dutch, which is hallo or hui. My naam is Anya. Hoe gaat het? Which is how are you? And you can either say prima or good. And till we meet again is tot ziens or doei, apparently. Some other things I can say is in Portuguese, I can say, oh my god, I've forgotten how to say it. How to say, can I have a hug? Me dá um abraço. Yeah. can say that. There was my bestie is Spanish, so I can say a bit of Spanish. But I can't think what the words are right now. And I've had another bestie who's Irish, and one of the things that I remember from I think Oscalga is God of me la mahagut. And that's all I can remember right now. I'm also Polynesian, so like Samoan, and one of my favorite phrases would be manuia lepo or manuia le aso, which is good morning or good night. And I'm going to move on because I'm going to make this questionnaire really, really long, like I did my last one. And I don't want to do that. So, next one. 5. What's your favorite language ever? Why? Is it also the one you find the sexiest? I don't really have a favorite language because for me, it's about the vibe of the person who's teaching it to me and the way it rolls off my tongue. I like all languages really. Like all the ones that I spoke, I like them all. The one I find the sexiest is probably Spanish because it's just pretty. Like, what's something that there's a song that I did. I've forgotten the words. No, yeah, I've forgotten. If it comes to me, yeah. But I think Spanish is probably one of the sexiest languages ever. Which languages would you like to learn? Everything that I just did, I would love to learn more of. And why? Because they are the languages of my friends. And I would love to learn the languages of my friends. Plus Japanese. Japanese is quite cool too. What else is there? Any languages you would never want to pick up? Not that I can think of, to be honest. Tell us your favorite word phrase saying in your native language. What does it mean and why do you like it? One of the phrases, what a phrase would be, atamarie ehoa, which is good morning, my friend. Kei te pai koe, which is are you okay? There is also tō ātaahua hoki, which is you are so beautiful. Yeah, so those ones. Tongue twisters. I don't know any tongue twisters in Māori. I wish I did though. That would be awesome. Are there any words, phrases, sayings you find difficult to translate into English? Yes, because I'm not that fluent in my particular native tongue. So yes, I would find it hard to translate. But I've got lots of mates that are boss at translating this stuff. So yep. Teach us how to introduce us. Oh, I already did that kind of. Okay, but I'll do it again. Kia ora, which is hello. Ko your name. Taku ingoa. So taku ingoa. And then how are you is kei te pe hea koe. Kei te pe hea koe. So fast, it's kei te pe hea koe. That's probably the hardest one. How are you to respond to that? If you wanted to say I'm good, you would say kei te pie, like apple pie, kei te pai. And then the goodbye would be, there's a couple of ways of saying goodbye. You can say mā te wā, or you can say ka kite anō. Ka, almost like car, like the driving the car, but no emphasis on the R of the car, so just ka. Ka ki, as in key to open the door. Ka ki te te. Ka ki te a no. Ka ki te a no. And that's it. That's the basics of that. We all post audios primarily in English, not shying away from the dirty stuff. Does it feel any different to talk smut in your native language? Are you more embarrassed, shy, nervous, or perhaps quite the contrary? I think I would be quite the contrary if I knew my native language enough to be able to talk smut, or just talk sexily. Like, I think it would be amazing, but I don't know enough to be able to do that. Do your verification for GWA in your native language. I totally can't do that. I don't know enough of it, but that's basically me. Thank you for listening, and I can't wait to hear everybody else's, because that would be awesome. I would love to pick up some more languages, so can't wait to see what everyone else does. Thank you, and catch you later.